the only school before I was born was that little wooden hut opposite St Catherine's Church,
yeah.
which burnt down after the flood.
Did it?
It burnt down. Someone set fire to it.
Right.
They used it as a scout hall. And Dickie Reed's school, I think, was when I was born, about 1924, I think, that opened.
Yeah.
And we had oil lamps in it, 4 oil lamps in each room, and very primitive. The toilets was outside over the dyke. Used to get rats come up there and everything. And they had a couple of sheds out there, extra classrooms, and they used it for community places for the poor, all that old caper. And then electric light come, about 1931-32, they brought the sewer onto the island, that sewerage, and then they wired us all up for electric.
31-32, so until...
31-32.
So before then, you had no electricity?
No electricity at all, but you had gas. Yeah. There was gas in a few places.
So there were no street lights, or the gas
no,
lights?
No, nothing like that, no. No lights.
So what'd you do for light at home then?
Paraffin, the old wick light candles,
yeah.
and then the old tilly lamp, if it was posh, pump up the tilly lamp, and for a while we had a tilly lamp.
So does that mean that you went to bed much earlier, because if it got dark, you might as well go to bed?
Yes, all the cold old places, it was made of bowline, and it's all raised off the ground. It wasn't on the ground, it was all raised off because of flood, piers. Everywhere was on piers. So you got the draft under it. It was like Indian bungalow.
Yeah.
Around the front, around at the back.
Yeah.
Which is nice in the summer.
Yeah.
You're frozen in the winter.
And I thought of it that way. It would be really cold, wouldn't it? On a blowy cold day.
And here it was all open. There's only a few families on here.
Yeah.
And the wind used to blow through like hell in the winter. You get into it. And, what was it? The other thing is you had a big hole in the garden to bury all your rubbish, and you had a kitchen range, so you must have coal, and you do all your cooking and everything in your heat on the kitchen range.
Yeah.
A little way, nutty slack, about cut 2 shillings, 2 and a penny, underweight.
Of slack?
Nutty slack.
Nutty slack.
Bits of nuts and all that. Nutty slack's a rough old coal, you know.
Is it? Oh,
you get a lot of ash in it, and a lot of slate and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you get the best nuts and all that, you get all smoking like hell around here. Fog by galore.
Yeah.
It's blue, wasn't it? Cock your lungs up with the fog's here black. It used to be black with it. And you got by. You had to get no water, so you had water from your water butt, what you say, from the roof. That was precious.
Yeah.
Good rainwater. And you had to go up to where I lived in Rainbow Road and small gains. You had to go to the farm at Chambers, that's the top of Chamberlain Avenue.
Yeah.
There's that mower shop there now, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you had to go there for your buckets of water. And Lord help you, through the mud, and you have duck boards with all the boards missing.
Yeah.
All dikes everywhere. This is a dike here, all along here.
Yeah.
Had all dikes, so you had to cross them. Bit of a job at night time, pitch flat, you know.
Yeah. And so hang on, the water, there wasn't fresh drinking water. Your butts would be, you'd boil that, or you're cooking it? Would you boil it and drink it, or would you just cook it?
Well, when you got hard up, you drank it. You never took no notice, you drank it. It's just come off the roof, and it laid in the tank, it had a cover over it.
Yeah.
So no one, birds or nothing got at it.
Yeah.
And you just use that when you was hard up. But you try to keep the drinking water and cooking what you got out the bucket, what you went and got.
Yeah.
There's one or two water places, Chamberlain by the cinema, Chambers Farm was there. There's one at the point.
Yeah.
The point that way was a well. And there's one at the village there where they got water and a pump.